All right. Let us move on to item 10, which is the presentation of the, I think it should be 2021 CICERA budget versus actual expense report, but could be one of those COVID things, I don't know. But in any event, Gail, is this Henry's item? There he is. I thought it was.
It is, and it is actually 2020. It's for the full year 2020 budget versus actuals, and Henry will be presenting that report today.
Sure.
So you're saying it could be a COVID thing, but only applying to our chair.
Apparently. Thank you for that, Jerry. It's always COVID, appreciated.
COVID 21. No, no. Actually, that's a good lead-in. Thank you, Chair Gordon, on that. What this is just a brief update on the closeout of fiscal 2020. I know it's 6 months ago, but in the sequence of steps, we present a budget for CICERA. This budget for fiscal 2020 was presented in November at the beginning of the year. We did a mid-year update when the 21 budget was done. We kind of combined those. And this is just a wrap-up, a full closeout of the year and how we resulted. This information is also gets installed inside the audit report that we do once a year. And we'll speak more of that later on in the audit committee. But the format is the same. So Brown Armstrong, the auditors, have looked at it. And the way the budget is constructed, it takes a look at all the expenses it takes to run CICERA as an organization, except retirement benefits, benefit-related expenses, and except the fees that we pay the investment managers. So it's constructed with input from all the departments, all the professional services, any operating expenses that they manage, you know, just like you heard about PBI, it gets installed as one of the line items. So we go through a process and we estimate and forecast, and that's how it's put together. So in page one of the document that I gave you is the administrative and the non-administrative departments all in one, and highlight summary down at the bottom, the total budget was the first column down at the bottom, 16.7 million for the year. And the expenses that rung up against that was 15.2, leaving about approximately 1.5 million in favorable budget balance. So what we'd like to do is, naturally, it's a favorable budget balance, but we like to examine as to what was the nature of it. Was there a forecast wrong or some expense got missed? We dig into it. And basically, even though that translates into a 9% budget variance, budget savings, there's reasons behind that. The majority of that is we had some vacancies during the year, the 2020 year, that were a little tough to fill. They've been filled in the earlier part of 21, but I think we're still working on the internal auditor. We're still working on some investment officer positions. But the retirement services, counselors, vacancies, member services, I myself had an accounting position. They've been filled, and so they're installed. But while they were vacant, that led into the personnel services line item, the savings there. The rest of it in the professional services area, as you kind of go down towards the middle, couple hundred thousand dollars in forecasted legal fees. We thought we were going to incur some from Reed Smith and some of our fiduciary and general counsel. It didn't happen, but we nevertheless project because you never know what the effort or what the work's going to be. But that's where a big majority of it, of the savings occurred from. And the rest of it, if you travel down a little bit in the office expenses area, the biggest part is pandemic related. About 300 or so thousand in travel training that didn't happen. We estimated it to happen at the beginning of the year, but it didn't happen because we were in shutdown. We did go to some virtual conferences. The costs were cheaper. We postponed travel, didn't happen. So that's what led to a lot of the cost savings. So those are the big ingredients overall. you know, it's good to point out that our estimates and working closely with our managers and our departments translates into to a good plan. And then we follow up and see how our plan was. And that's what's going on here. We're taking a look at our 2020 expenses. The other important part to note is that there is a limit. There is a limit, the SURL limit of 21 basis points. And so this little diagram down at the bottom of the circle here tells you that of the 15.2, about 70% of that is what's called administrative expenses that are subject to the 0.21 basis points that SURL requires. And 10.8 million of that cost is what goes on as administrative. And the way we measure those 21 basis points is we take a look at the last actuarial report that was produced. And that tells us that we have an actuarial accrued liability of approximately 10.075 billion. And it results in a statutory limit of about 21 million. So rough math, 10.8 against 21 million, we're well under the limit. And that's a good sign to show. So there's plenty of detail. I don't want to go through every line item. I don't want to bore my esteemed trustee group, but if there's any questions, anything I can answer.
Henry?
Yes.
One question jumped out to me. Up under personnel services.
Yes.
We show salaries and wages and employee benefits. And we've got an under, over, in this case, over 4% on wages, but 11% on benefits and retirement. I would have thought those would be reasonably similar. Whereas salaries are less than we expected by around figures 300,000, benefits and retirement less by 500. Any sense about what makes up that differential?
Absolutely. Good review. And what goes inside that benefits and retirement is also a line item we have for vacation accrual liability. And because of the 2020 year, it prevented a lot of folks from taking the time vacation. And we do a liability true up of what the value of accumulated vacation hours. And there's a liability. So if you don't take the hours, the liability raises. And so that's a little bit what goes inside that line item. John, it's inside there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Any other questions for Henry? Doesn't look like it.
Well, this is informational. We always can go more into the audit committee or if there's anything that turns up. I'll be glad to respond. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Henry. Mm-hmm. And congratulations again.
And on happy five.
Excellent. Thank you much again.
Okay, Henry.